This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 14th. Today's Bible verse, we have two Bible verses, Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:27. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them." End of quote. People generally want to know their origins. A family tree is a diagram showing the relationship between people in several generations of a family, a genealogical tree. You see, the idea became popular in recent years. The family trees are created so that people can figure out the origins of their ancestors. How did it all begin is a curious and thrilling search with high rewarding potentials. When it comes to your search for the origins, no other book on this planet stands compared to the scripture called the Bible. It alone accurately reports the origins. The first book of the Bible, called the Book of Genesis, would satisfy your thirst and hunger for the truth of the origins. Beloved, God wants you to know how did it all begin. He wants to communicate the truth of the origins to all people who want to know. You see, the Bible is not originated here on this earth. It came from heaven. It is God-breathed, 2 Timothy 3:16. And God-inspired prophets wrote it down when they were carried along by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, 2 Peter 1:21. Genesis, the first book of the Bible, gives a truthful account of the creation of the earth and time. It also says how the earth was before its creation, Genesis 1:2. It gives an account of the creation of the whole universe, including the heavens, the solar system that includes sun, moon, and stars. It says how the planets, the plants, animals, and creatures were created, along with a detailed report about how man and woman were created, and why there is a clear distinction between human beings and other creatures. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. The first book of the Bible, Genesis, also reports the origin of marriage and family. Genesis 2:18 to 25. It reveals the parties God intended to be in a marriage relationship. It says God saw that it is not good for a man to be alone. He said, "I will make a helper suitable for him." Chapter 2:18. Adam was amazed at the beauty of the woman God made for him. Adam called her woman because she was taken out of man. In fact, he gave the name woman because she was taken out of him. Adam also said she is his own, born of bone and flesh of flesh. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Chapter 2 verses 23 to 24. You see, we see evil things happening to people in our newspapers and TV channels every day. And Genesis accounts for the entrance of evil into the life of human beings, Genesis chapter 3. And although it was sad that evil entered into this earth, it also says how God would be triumphant over the evil. It says how He would conquer the evil entered and spread around the world. The solution of evil is encapsulated in a promise in this book, in chapter 3 verse 15. The book describes and gives the family tree of the genealogy of the people by giving the names of the children of our first parents and down through their children, grandchildren, and so forth, chapter 2 to 5. In short, you can meticulously track down the genealogy from Adam in the pages of Genesis if you study the family tree provided in this first book. God shows how sin entered, and the promise of the seed of the woman would eventually be fulfilled. He tracks the line through whom this promise would be fulfilled later in time. The listing of the genealogy is aimed at showing how the promised Savior of this chapter 3 verse 15 would come to this earth through the seed of the woman, fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Genesis also explains how so many different languages came into being and the institution of the human government, chapter 11 and chapter 9, 5 to 6. Bible, especially the first book, Genesis, is the true source of all origins. If you are curious about the origins, check it out. It has a lot of information about origins. Bible says in Genesis that the man is the epitome of all of God's creation on this earth. It says the man was created in the image of God, 1:27. It says in his own image he created man. Besides, it says man is given the role of the wise regent to rule over all other created beings. Chapter 1, verse 28 onwards. And then he was given the responsibility to take care of the land and all it contains faithfully. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you that you provided in the Bible what I should know about my origins. I understand you created the heavens and the earth, and I also understand you created mankind in your own image, and you created them male and female. Although sin and evil entered into this world, you promised a way out of it, and the way is the way of the Savior of the whole world, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came, died, and rose again for my sins, as the fulfillment of the promise given in this book, Genesis 3:15. I accept Jesus as my Savior. Please save me and help me to know more about you and your wonderful works in the pages of the Bible. In the name of Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.